Hey, pig bin. Yes, that's what they called you, wasn't it? You were so scared of the name that years later, when you were at college and met one of those bullies you thought were friends, you felt mortally afraid he would use it again. Bullied and afraid about sums it up, so well done for what you make of your life. But all that is to come. Maybe it was your dad's scorn as well as the bullying that stopped you short of boasting. You came to believe that it was a bad taste to big yourself up, and so you lack the current requirement for self-promotion and publicity. You always were a reluctant trumpeter of yourself. Do you know why you took the punishment without complaint, although not without suffering? I think it was because you could not contemplate any form of retaliation, that you were not prepared to hurt anyone else and refused to pass your pain on. To do so would be to agree to the contract, "It's okay to casually hurt me, and I will demonstrate this by casually hurting you, or somebody else." And your response, which might be classed as ethical, but which I feel is more biological, was the prelude to your identification with the vulnerable people you went on to work with. When you take that ragbag bunch of lost children to the farm they wrecked, remember you can see a bit of you in them. But I want you to see that this identification with the discarded and unvalued has a cost for you. When you look at the privileged male Oxbridge poets publishing in the early 80s, try to see that what you have to say might helpfully widen the field instead of giving up so easily. You always felt more comfortable in Hackney than at High Table. Use this as energy to fuel your understanding and shape your use of words. You think that humans are improvable and that, with love, most things can be put right. I think you call it compassionate detachment. You think that, if left alone to fend for themselves, humans will thrive and treat each other well. You think that if you do the best you can, you will be rewarded, or at least recognized for what you do. My goodness, you are some crazy optimist, aren't you? Have you forgotten already the lessons the bullies taught you? But I will let these lessons sink in slowly so that you do not lose heart. It is important to continue to believe that change is possible and there are people willing to put the hard graft in. I can remember you working all this out, that if a single person could see the world a different way, then in that respect the world really had changed. You micro-revolutionary introvert. And now I have come out as Pigbin in honour of the way you tolerate the shame. Well done for letting cruel people get away with it and learning slowly through the years new ways to stem the harm they do without repeating their mistakes.